Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the second parak of Maseches Yevamos, and like most of the Mishnayos we've learned until now, this refers back to the very first Mishnah in the Masechta. So in the very first Mishnah, we said that there are 15 relationships who pater not only themselves from Yibum V'Chalitza, but their tsaros from Yibum V'Chalitza as well. One of those relationships was the wife of a brother, Ishelo Haya Ba'olamo, that you didn't share this world with. You didn't walk this earth at the same time as that brother, meaning that brother died before you were born. So, what exactly is the case of Eshesach Shalei Ba'olamo patering her tzara from Chalitza and Yibum? So, Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, Umesachim Mehem, and one of them died, Vinola Lahenach. And then, after the first brother died, after Reuven died, Levi is born, another brother is born, Vacharkach Yibim Hasheni Es Eshesachiv. And after the second brother, who was living with the first brother, died, did Yibum with his brother's wife, meaning Shimon, the middle brother, did Yibum on Reuven's wife, on Reuven's almana, and then Shimon also had another wife. So there was so now Shimon is married to Mrs. Reuven, as well as Mrs. Shimon, the mace, and then Shimon also dies, and he left these two widows, Mrs. Reuven, the original Mrs. Reuven, and his Mrs. Shimon. Neither of them need Yibum or Chalit with Levi. Harishoni Yotzeis Mishumeis Eshesach V'Shoei Ba'olam. Mrs. Reuven is part of Yibum Chalitza because she's Eshesach V'Shloya Ba'olamo. Vashniya Mishum Tsarasa, and Mrs. Shimon is part of because she's the Tsara of Eshesachiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo. Now, what happens if the second brother didn't do Yibum with Mrs. Reuven? If Shimon didn't do Yibum with Mrs. Reuven, but only did Maimer, which is a Derabanan a statement of intent to do Yibum, but it's not binding Midaraisa. So also by Maimer, if Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and he had another wife as well. There was a Mrs. Shimon in the picture, Vames, and then Shimon dropped dead. Ooh, so now Mrs. Shimon is not pater because Shimon was never really married to Mrs. Reuven on a Daraisa level, only Midrabanan. So because Shimon was married to Mrs. Reuven on a Midrabanan level, so Mrs. Shimon can't do Yibum, but she's going to require something because Shimon was never married to Mrs. Reuven on a Daraisa level. So the halach is Hashniach Choletzos V'Misya Vemes. Mrs. Shimon has to do Chalitza, but not Yibum. So we spoke about the case of Eshesachiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo, where the youngest brother was born before the second brother did the Yibum. The Mishnah has a machlokas. What happens if the youngest brother was born after the oldest brother died, after Reuven died, but also after the Shimon had done Yibum already on Mrs. Reuven? Shnei Achim, if you have Reuven and Shimon, Umeis Achad Mehen, and Reuven died, V'Yibim Hasheni Yasei Shesachiv, and right then, Shimon does Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, V'Acharkach Nol Henach, and then Levi is born, V'Meis, and then Shimon dies. Now Shimon leaves over Mrs. Reuven as well as Mrs. Shimon. Harishon Yosef Mishmeis Shlohei Ba'olamo, V'Ashniya Mishum Tzorasa, that the first one does not require Yibum v'chalitza because it's Eshesach v'shalei ba'olamo, and the second one is the tzara. Asa b'maimer Shniya choletzos v'olamos yavemes. Asa b'maimer v'meis. If Shimon had done maimer only and dropped dead, so then Mrs. Shimon will only require chalitza, not Yibum. That's all what, you know, a repeat of essentially what we said in the last Mishnah, with the only detail changing that Shimon did Yibum on Mrs. Reuven before Levi was ever born. So because of that slight detail of change, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Not to be confused with Shimon in our cases, Rabbi Shimon, the Tana, says, well, wait a second, since Shimon did the Yibum on Mrs. Reuven before Levi was ever born, Miyabim Lezeman Sheyirtza, Uchol Lezeman Sheyirtza, Levi is allowed to do Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, or Mrs. Shimon, or can do Chalitza on Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon, meaning Mrs. Reuven does not become Eshesachiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo if by the time Levi came into the world, Mrs. Reuven was already married to Shimon. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we gave the example of what is Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayabalamo. We said that if you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven drops dead, and then after Reuven drops dead, Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon drops dead. So Mrs. Reuven is Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayabalamo, so that's an erva that does not require Yibum B'chalitza with Levi, and Mrs. Shimon is Tzaras Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayabalamo, does not require Yibum Chalitza with Levi. If however Shimon had never done Yibum with Mrs. Reuven, but only Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon dropped dead, then Mrs. Shimon is going to need Chalitza, just not Yibum. And then in Mishnah Beis, we changed the case a little bit, and we said that it's the same case, except that Shimon did the Yibum on Mrs. Reuven before Levi was born. So Tanakhama says it's exactly the same, and Rabbi Shimon says no, now Levi is allowed to do Yibum or Chalitza. This is not an erva anymore. This is not an example of Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayabalamo, because by the time Levi showed up in this world, Mrs. Reuven had no Shaychus to Reuven anymore. She was already Mrs. Shimon. So let's stop there, and Beis Shem will continue with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, tomorrow.